Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Menachos Daf Lamed. We are holding on Daf Chaf Tes Amud Beis. We are up to Amar Rav Yosef Hani Tarti Mili, three lines before the lines get very wide at the end of the medium-sized lines, the third to last medium-sized line. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer, in honor of his wife and children, and Leon Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha La Shalom, the Neshama Shav and Aliyah. We thank him very much for the continued sponsorship of the Daf Yomi. So today we're going to discuss the Halachos of Ksivas Sefer Torah. That's Begadol, pretty much every topic in the Daf. We're going to have a discussion how many mistakes in a daf of a Sefer Torah require geniza, and how many you would say that it's worth fixing the Sefer Torah. We're going to discuss what if you have one daf that is perfect, how that might be matzil on the entire Sefer Torah. The Gemara is going to have a discussion about the last eight psukim of the Torah, and how those were written, if after all Moshe Rabbeinu dies eight psukim before the end of the Torah, but we believe that Moshe Rabbeinu gave us the entire Torah. Then the Gemara is going to discuss the possibility of buying a Sefer Torah versus writing a Sefer Torah, and we're going to talk about how many columns each parchment of each section of parchment of the Sefer Torah should be able to fit, and how much space you should have at the end of the column, in between the columns, in between the lines, in between the letters, all of the spacing of a Sefer Torah. We're going to talk about what if you're writing a five-letter word but you only have space for a few letters at the end of the line. How much can you go over into the margin? We're going to have five opinions what to do if you wrote a different word in the place of a Shem Hashem, where a Shem Hashem really belonged. And then the Gemara is going to tell us that there's a statement of Rabbi Chanina that we always paskin like Rabbi Shazuri, and we're going to try to figure out what the original context of that statement was. So we're going to have five different possibilities. That's going to bring us all the way to the end of the daf of the original context of the statement that we always paskin like Rabbi Shimon Shazuri. So says the Gemara, third line before the lines get very wide, on Daf Chaf Tesan Beis. Amar Rav Yosef, Hani Tarti Mili Amar Rav Bisvarim. There were two things that Rav said in the Halachos of Sifrei Torah, V'tanya T'yufte, and there's a kasha on them from a Braisa. Tosus points out that the kasha from the Braisa on the second din is not such a strong T'yufta, and there's a way to resolve it, and we will resolve it, but nevertheless, the first one is stronger, but there are these two tiyuftas against that which Rav said in Hilcha Sefer Torah. So Chada, the first of them is as follows: Hada Amar Rav Sefer Torah sheyesh bo shtei ta'uyos bekol daf v'daf yisukan. That is the Sefer Torah that has two mistakes on each daf of the Sefer Torah, so you should fix it. But shalosh, if there are three mistakes, so yiganez, don't fix it, just put it into geniza. V'tanya tiyufte, and it's a problem because it's against the Braisa. The Braisa says shalosh yisukan arba yiganes, that if it's two, if it's three, then it's yisukan, but if there are four in each daf, then you don't need to be misaking it, you should just put it into geniza. Pashtus is means that you don't fix it at all, and you just put it into geniza. That if there are four mistakes or three, according to Rav, we're just not misaking the Sefer Torah, and that's how Rov Rishonim understand. However, there is a Tshuvas Harashba Hachadoshos where he says that yiganez means that you put it away until you're misaking it, and his raya is from the Hemshich of the Gemara that this halacha is only bechaseros, but by yiseros you don't have to worry about it, and you're misaking in the tuyos by just scraping off the osios that are yeseros. So apparently Greira does not passel a Sefer Torah. So if that's the case, when it's chaseros, why aren't we gorer the teva, or the word that's missing the letter, and write over it with a proper word that's not missing a letter? So it must be that when the Braisa says yignos, it means yignos ache yisakin, and you'll be misakin al yidei greira. Even though then what's the difference between shalosh tuuyos and arba tuuyos? In both cases, you're misakin the two uyos, and the Braisa should have said in both of the cases either yuganes or yisakin. So the Rashba says that whenever you could do a tikkun with a ksiva without a grida, without scraping it off, the Braisa will say yisakin, because that's part of what a sofer has to do. But in a place where the tikkun is going to have to be by scraping off, so then the Braisa uses the term terminology of Yiganes, because it's like a brand new tikkun, and it's not the standard daily types of tikkun that a sofer is expected to normally do. So that's why we use a code word Yiganes, even though it doesn't mean Yiganes. But that's not the pashtus. The pashtus is Yiganes actually means Yiganes. So now the Gemara says, Tana im yeshpo daf achashlema, if a sefer Torah has one full daf, one that is not missing anything without any mistakes, matzelas al kulo, it saves the whole sefer, meaning you should go ahead and fix all of the mistakes in the entire sefer. It's worthwhile. Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta mishmei derav v'hu d'chsiv rubei d'safra shapir. That din, that if we have one daf without any mistakes, that it's matzil in the entire sefer, that's if the majority of the sefer is written properly, meaning the way Rashi understands that the majority of each daf is mistake-free, and there aren't five or six mistakes on each and every daf. But if it's not rov kol daf that is mistake-free, then even one daf without any mistakes is not going to be matzil on the entire sefer. Amleh by the Rav Yosef e ispa hu daf shalosh tu uyos mai. What if on that daf there are three mistakes, and every other daf there's four mistakes? So what's the din of that sefer? Is such a daf that has only three matzil al sefer kulo, or do we say no? It's only if it has zero mistakes that it's matzil al sefer kulo. So I'm like, hold this, yavlitzkune mitakein. Since the sefer Torah that has only three mistakes on each daf can be fixed, you're masakin that daf that has the three mistakes, and then once you do that, now it's a daf that has zero mistakes, and it's matzil on the entire sefer, even though all the other dafim have four mistakes. So the Gemara explains, vahani mili, this idea that a sefer Torah that has four mistakes in each daf, that you have to be gonis the sefer Torah, that's only chaseros. That's only if it's missing. Aval yiseros leslanba, but if the mistakes are that there are four extra letters, then you don't have to be choshesh. You should just scrape off the extra letters, and that's how you'll fix it. So the Gemara says chaseros. My time alone. Why is it that if it's missing letters, why is it that you don't fix it? The reason we don't fix it in such a case is because if you add in letters between the lines, the Sefer Torah looks spotty. That there are there are spots all over with extra things in it, and that's not proper for a Sefer Torah. It's a violation of Zekei Livan Veyu. A Sefer Torah is supposed to be beautiful, but if you remove extra letters, that's not a gnai for the Sefer Torah. So Gemara tells us, Igra Chamud Rabbi Abba Havale Yiseros B'Sifrei, that he had four extra letters on each daf in his Sefer Torah. So Asal Kamed Rabbi Abba, so he went to Rabbi Abba to ask whether he should be misaking the Sefer Torah or be gonez it. So he said, Lo Amaran, we only said that this din of a sefer Torah that has four mistakes in each daf should be put into geniza ela b'chaseros. That's only if it's missing letters. Aval yaseros leslan ba, but when it's yaseros, we're not concerned enough to be gonis it. You just remove the extra letters and you fix it that way. Idach. So that was one. So up until now, that was one din that Rav said that we had a tiyufta on. Idach diyamar Rav. The other din that Rav said that we said we're going to have a tiyufta on. Hakosif sefer Torah ubo ligmar gomer vafilu bem tzadaf. If you're writing a sefer Torah and you're at the end of the chamisha chumshei Torah, you can end even if it's in the middle of a daf and not all the way at the end. So meisve. So they ask on Rav, what are you talking about? The brisa says hakosif sefer Torah balo ligmar lo. Don't finish in the middle of a daf like they do in Chumashin. Just keep making the lines narrower and narrower and narrower until you get all the way down to the end of the daf. Better to have them have the lines go down narrower so that you can get down to the end. So the Gemara answers, no, that's not a tiyuftan Rav. Kikam Rav, when Rav says that you finish even be'emtza daf, that's b'chumashin. He's talking about when you finish any one of the chumashim of the Sefer Torah, but b'chumashim meaning any particular chumash that doesn't have kedushas a Sefer Torah, because Rashi writes because they didn't write it together as a single scroll. If they would write each chumash separately, it doesn't have kedusha Sefer Torah. It only has kedusha of chumashim. Rabbeinu Yonason says that it doesn't have kedusha Sefer Torah because it was written on a cloth that's not mu'ubad the l'shem sefer Torah. They're a dinim of l'shma, of ibul l'shma, and the klaf of a sefer Torah. So it says, what are you talking about? For sefer Torah, kamar. How can you say it's chumashim? It says sefer Torah. No, chumashim shel sefer Torah. What we mean is the each chumash within the sefer Torah, at the end of each of, at the end of Bereishis, at the end of Shmos, at the end of Vayikra, at the end of Bamidbar. So you could be mesayim be'emtsa adaf. But at the end of sefer Devarim, that's where you can't be mesayim be'emtsa adaf, because that's the end of the sefer of the entire sefer Torah. That has to be dafka at the end of the daf. So you got to write all the way down. You don't have enough words to write. Can't add words to the sefer Torah. So just start narrowing the lines. Cheshbon out how the lines are going to get narrower and narrower and narrower, just so that you can get all the way to the end of the daf. So ask the Gemara. Eini v'amar b'shul barav v'amar gidol amrav le'enei kol Yisrael be'emtsa hadaf. But didn't Rav Gidol amrav tell us that le'enei kol Yisrael, which are the very last words of the sefer Torah, they could be written be'emtsa hadaf? Hey, be'emtsa shita. No, it doesn't mean be'emtsa hadaf. That means in the middle of a line. It doesn't have to come all the way to the end of a line, but it does have to be that it's at the end of the column. So itmar rabbanan amri af be'emtsa shita. That the rabbanan hold you could write the words le'enei kol Yisrael in the middle of a line, and even in the middle of a daf, because it says af be'emtsa shita. Rav Ashi amar be'emtsa shita dafka. No, only in the middle of a line, but not in the middle of a column. V'hilchsa be'emtsa shita dafka. And we paskin, yes, it could be in the middle of a line, but not in the middle of a daf, not in the middle of a column. So where the last column of Sefer Torah oftentimes will be narrower than the other columns, because the sofer is planning it out to make sure he gets all the way to the bottom of the page. So he gets all the way to the bottom of the page, but the last line could be that it ends in middle of a line. It doesn't have to extend all the way to the end of the line. Now, once we're discussing Hilchas Sefer Torah, and we mention La'enei Kol Yisrael, we mention the very end of a Sefer Torah, so I'm Rabbi Yehoshua Bar Abba, I'm Rav Gidol Amrav, Shmona Psukim Sheba Torah, the last eight Psukim of the Torah, Yachid Korei Osan Bebeis HaKnesses. An individual reads it in the Beis HaKnesses. In the times of the Mishnah, they would have an Olah LaTorah, would be the one to read the Torah himself, and still some people do that, some Sfarim do that, but then the Tosus points out, they made a Takana that the Shliach Tzibur is going to be the one to read the Torah. There's going to be a designated Bal Korei. And Tosus writes, Kadesh Lo Levayish, as Mishay Niyodei Alikro, that they don't want to embarrass someone who gets called for an Aliyah and he doesn't know how to read from the Torah, so they just have a designated Bal Korei. The Rush says the reason is because not that they don't want to embarrass someone who doesn't know how to read and he's going to say, I don't know, I need someone else, but rather because not everyone is such a Baki B'tamei HaMikra, and we're afraid that someone who doesn't know what he's doing is going to get up, but he's going to have a lack of self-awareness, says the Rush. And he's going to think he's a Baki B'tamei HaMikra. He's going to try to be motzi everybody, but no one's going to be yotzi anything because he gets everything wrong. So yesh v'yesh, right? Sometimes you have those who say, I don't know it. I just can't do it. And others who say, oh, I'm great. And it turns out they're not so great. So that's why you have a designated Bal Korei. So we've shifted the problem from the Ola to the Bal Korei now. So sometimes you have Bal Kriya that don't know what to do. Okay, but at least when someone knows that he has to prepare and that he's being relied upon by the Tzibur, so you have a better chance that he'll know what he's doing and he could be relied upon and not going to embarrass anyone. But the last eight psukim, one person reads it, and one person reads it means that we're not mafsik in between them to have a second ola in middle of these eight psukim. That's how Rashi understands that Yachid Koreo son means that we don't break for another aliyah anywhere in middle of these eight psukim. It has to be a single aliyah. That's how Rashi understands. Many other shitos and rishonim what Yachid Korei Osan means. Tosus quotes Rabbeinu Meshulam that it means that the Shliach Tzibur does not read it together with the Ola LaTorah. The Ola LaTorah reads it himself, meaning that we go back to the old style of just having the Ola read those eight psukim without having a Bal Korei. The Rimigash writes that the Korei, that someone who's reading the previous psukim, the psukim prior to these eight psukim, is not allowed to continue to read these eight psukim because he's reading that which Moshe Rabbeinu wrote together with that which Yoshua wrote, or at least according to one opinion in Tanaim, that Yoshua wrote these last eight psukim, and therefore you need to have an aliyah break right before these eight psukim, so that it's read separately from the rest of them. That's how Rimigash writes. The Rimigash further says, maybe the opposite, that you're not allowed to be mafsik, so that it shouldn't be recognizable that these were written by Yoshua. So you can go either way. So one way or the other, it's us. I mean, depending on which sheet of the Rimigash you hold. Like the Rambam in Ilchus Tefila, Perek Yud Gimel, Halach Vav, says that the Shmonu Psukim could be read even when you have less than a minyan in the Beis HaKnesses. Normally, you don't start an aliyah when you have less than a minyan. Shmonu Psukim Shebesof HaTorah Yachid Koreyosan. Even if you don't have a minyan, you're allowed to read them. And the Mordechai says that these Shmonu Psukim have to be read by a Yachid, by a Meyuchad, by a Talmud Chacham, and not by a regular person, because even though these Psukim are at the end of the Parsha, normally you would have a Talmud Chacham get the first aliyah. That was normally the more chashuv aliyahs are at the beginning, and you go down from there. That's why we start with a kohen, and then go to a levi, and then go to Yisrael. Right? We start with the most chashuv. This is the exception to the rule. These eight psukim should be read by the big Talmud Chacham. Okay, so that's where the concept of chasan Torah comes from. That it's a coveted aliyah because you try to give it to someone who is a mechubadik person. So that's what the Shmona psukim Shabbat Torah, 5-6 different interpretations. What it means that a yachid koreyosan, but either whatever it means it's different than everything else. So come on, who are we assuming, like when we're saying that it should be read by a yachid and therefore is treated differently than the rest of the Torah? Dilo k'Rabbi Shimon, we're assuming not like Rabbi Shimon. Titania, because the Brisa darshins vayamashem Moshe Eved Hashem, that the pasuk says a pasuk before the end of the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu dies. So efshe Moshe chay because of vayamashem Moshe, could it be that Moshe was alive? Or some have the Girsa Efshar Moshe Mace, because either way is problematic. If he's dead, how dead people don't write, and if he's alive, he's Moshe Rabbeinu. How could he tell a lie? How can he say Vayamashem Moshe? So it can't be that he wrote something that's not correct. He's alive and he's writing Vayamashem Moshe. It's not true. Ela Adkan Kasu Moshe. Up until that point, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote Mikan Ve'elach Kasu Yeshua Ben Nun Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says those last eight psukim were written by Yeshua Ben Nun. Oh, according to Rabbi Yehuda, I understand very well. They're going to be treated differently. They weren't written by Moshe Rabbeinu. Va'amri la Rabbi Nechemia. Some say it was Rabbi Nechemia. Amr la Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon, however, says Efshar Sefer Torah Chasar Sachas. Can the Sefer Torah be missing even a single letter? Would be possible. Uksiv, and the pasuk says Lakoach Sefer Torah Zev Samtem Oso. The Moshe Rabbeinu said that to take the Sefer Torah Samtem Oso Mitzad Aron Bris Hashem Elokeichem. So Moshe Rabbeinu called whatever he gave them a Sefer Torah. So apparently it was written in its entirety. So how can you say that the last eight psukim were after Moshe Rabbeinu died and only written by Yeshua? And how could Moshe have ever given a Sefer Torah? Ela Adkan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer Umoshe Omer V'Kosev. No, rather what we're saying is that up until these last eight psukim, Hashem would say it and Moshe Rabbeinu would repeat it and would write it. But Mikan Ve'elach, these last eight psukim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer Umoshe Kosev B'Dema. Hashem would say it and Moshe Rabbeinu would not repeat it. He would write it without repeating it because of the great tsar that he was experiencing at that time as he came close to his death. And we find that when people are bitsar, they don't repeat that which is being read to them, as we see in the Pesukim in Yirmiyahu, when the Sarei Melech Yehoyakim asked Baruch Ben Neriah after Baruch read the Megillah Secha to them that was written Mipi Yirmiyahu Navi, where the Yirmiyahu went through all of those details that are written in that book, and in which case we have to be very, very nervous about every single detail, or he just gave the basic inyan and you came up with a lot of these details on your own, in which case maybe we don't have to be as concerned. So he said, Vayomer Lehem Baruch Mipiv Yikra Elai Eskol HaDvarim Ha'ele Va'ani Kosev Al HaSefer B'dio. So Baruch didn't say it piv, that which Yirmiyahu had said prior to writing it, because what Yirmiyahu was saying was very sad things. So you see that when Moshe Rabbeinu was writing these last eight psukim in the Torah, he didn't say it piv, that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu was dictating to him before he wrote it, because there was a great deal of tzar. So this halacha that Rav says that the eight last psukim of the Torah are yachid koryosam, that it's not read by two people or whatever it means, it's Yachid Korea's son, Lema to Lok Rabbi Shimon. That seems to be against Rabbi Shimon. It seems to be like Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Shimon said that even the last day Pesukim Moshe Rabbeinu wrote. If Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the last day Pesukim, why would we differentiate in how we read them? Why would there be a din called Yachid Korea's son? So it says, no. Afilu Tema Rabbi Shimon, even according to Rabbi Shimon, that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote them, Hol Vishtani Yishtani. They were clearly written differently. They were written Bedema. They were written without Omer Vakosei. They were written with just Ksiva alone, without Moshe Rabbeinu repeating them. So once they were written differently, once they were already treated differently in terms of the way they were written, so it makes sense that they would be treated differently in the way that they are read. And therefore, Yachid Koryo son makes sense according to all of the Tanaim. Now, Tosos and the Mordechai both write that there's a chumrah for Kosvei Sefer Torah Tefillin Mezuzos to say each word before they write it so that they don't make a mistake. And the Torah writes this way as well in Orachayim Simlan Bez Nuchlas Tefillin. The Sefer HaTruman, the Smag, and many other Rishonim say that that's only if he's not writing Mitoch HaKsav, but someone is reading it to him and he's writing the Stam as someone is reading him the words. Like Moshe, who didn't write the Torah, Mitoch HaKsav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was dictating it to him, so he would repeat each word. But if you're writing Mitoch HaKsav, then you don't need to repeat, you don't need to say each word before you write it. And we actually paskin this in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Tefillin in Siman Lamed Aleph. Now the Mishnah Berurah quotes from other poskim that's only if you're fluent in the words. Then we're not choshesh that you're going to make a mistake when you write Mitoch HaKsav. But he says that a lot of other Achorim disagree, and they paskin that even when you're kosev Mitoch HaKsav and the words are very fluent, you still need to be Omer Bepiv. You still need to say out each word prior to writing it. And the Bach says that the reason for this is because we're not choshesh that you're going to make a mistake. After all, you're being kosev Mitoch, you're copying from an existing sav, but it's in order to be mekadesh the osios that you're writing. You have to say out the words in advance, meaning similar to what Moshe Rabbeinu did. That Moshe Rabbeinu set out each word before writing them down. So that concept of saying the words before writing them down that Moshe Rabbeinu did, we still have some remnant of that concept today. Now, what does it mean Moshe Rabbeinu was kosev bedema? So we said it means he did it with a great deal of tzar, because he knew that he was about to die. The Marsha says that since he didn't say these psukim prior to writing them, so that solves the problem of mechsi kashikra. Right? We said, how could it be Moshe Rabbeinu was alive and he's writing Vayamasha Moshe Eved Hashem? So says the Marsha, as long as he doesn't say it, it's okay. And the ksiva itself, he says, what about the fact that he's writing it, not allowed to write a sheker either? So he says, well, the rest of it was written bidyo, and these last day psukim were written in tears, and therefore it's not a valid ksiva. It's not the highest form of ksiva. Mimele, it's not a sheker. So he didn't say a sheker, and he didn't write a sheker in a classic form of ksiva. Other achronim, however, say the Melo Rom Sachsba Basra. I think the Gra writes in Kol Elyo that Bedema is a lashon of dimua, with things mixed up and confused. So instead of Moshe Rabbeinu writing word for word in the last eight psukim of the Torah, he didn't make proper spacing where you could know how to break up the words. So it didn't have the mashmaus of Vayamashem Moshe Eved Hashem. He just wrote every single letter so that all the letters of the Sefer Torah will be there, and that way it's a Sefer Shalem, but it didn't have the actual context, the actual content of his death, because that would have been something that was inaccurate. Okay, Vam Rabbi Shomar Abba Am Rav Gidol Am Rav Halokeach Sefer Torah Min Ashuk Kichotif Mitzvah Min Ashuk. If a person buys a Sefer Torah from the market, it's as if he's chapping a mitzvah, he's grabbing a mitzvah from the shuk. Ksavo, if he writes a Sefer Torah, then malalav kasav kilu kibla me'ar Sinai, that's much better. That's as if he was mekabel the Torah from Ar Sinai. Amar av sheshes, migia afilu osachas malalav kasav kilu ksavo. If you fix one letter in a Sefer Torah that you bought from the shuk, so you buy a Sefer Torah that is puzzle, and then you go and you fix it, that's as good as writing a Sefer Torah. That that is not, does not run into the problem of chotef mitzvah minashuk. Rashi understands chotef mitzvah minashuk means you are mekayim the mitzvah of ksivah sefer Torah. So you mekayim the mitzvah, it's just not the same mitzvah. It's just not on the same madrega of the mitzvah. The Rabbeinu Yohanan explains because one could be mekatrig on such a person that if it weren't so convenient and such a easy mitzvah to do, to just buy an existing sefer Torah, he never would have done the mitzvah. So that's why it's not as great a mitzvah. But when you didn't have a sefer Torah and you wrote from scratch, so then you see that even when it's a great tircha, the person is willing to do this this mitzvah. Tosfos sounds like Rav wants to say that Tosfos implies that Rav wants to say the opposite, that adraba, that if you lokech sefer Torah min hashuk, it's an aveira because you're taking away someone else's mitzvah. But that's why if the person doesn't have a mitzvah anyway because he has a sefer Torah puzzle and you buy it and you fix it, then you're not chotef min hashuk. Then it's as if you're writing a sefer Torah and you're doing good. The Rama writes this in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Reish Ayin in Yoredeya that if you buy a sefer Torah that's muga, you buy a corrected sefer Torah min hashuk, you're not mekayim at all the mitzvah of ksivas sefer Torah. The Gra, however, paskins like Rashi that you are mekayim the mitzvah, that you're mekayim mitzvah, just not as great. That much better to have the sefer to start from scratch rather than to buy an existing sefer Torah. Okay, Tan Rabban also Adam Yuria. Now we're going to get into the spacing of the Sefer Torah and how much should be on each column and things like that. So also the Miriya Mibas Shalosh Dabim. You should make each section of cloth of the Sefer Torah the amount that you could fit three columns. Va'ad Bashmona Dabim, minimum of three, maximum of eight. Pachos Mikan V'Yisrael Kein Lo Yasa. But you shouldn't make a parchment of the Sefer Torah that can only fit less than three or is going to fit more than eight columns. V'lo Yarba Bedapin. If let's say you have a narrow piece of parchment, you shouldn't write all the columns extremely narrow so that you can get more columns in there. Meshaniriki Geras, because that looks like a nigeras. It doesn't look proper wide enough for a sefer Torah. Lo yimait bedapin. You shouldn't write very wide columns. Meshe in of meshotatos, because it's hard to follow for a balkore to read from the wide columns. Meaning when you get to the end of one line, you're going to end up skipping lines if you read from the wide columns. So, Ella, Kagon, L'mishpachoseichem, Shalosh Pa'amim. The width of each column should be the amount of space it would take to write the word L'mishpachoseichem three times in a row. Nizdamnilo, Yuria Bas Teisha Dapim. If a person has a very wide Yuria that could fit nine Dapim, so what should you do? You're going to cut it into two. But Lo Yachlok, Shalosh Lakan, V'sheish Lakan. Don't cut it into three and six, something that's wide enough for three and wide enough for six. Ella, try to split it more evenly. That it should be that you divide it into four and five. That's how Rashi writes. Rabbeinu Yonasan is a different girsa. That lo yachlok shalosh lekan v'shalosh lekan. But wait, that math doesn't work. It was nine dapim. How does shalosh lekan shalosh? So with the way Rabbeinu Yonasan understands is don't divide it into three separate sections of three, because even though you can have a section of a sefer Torah that only fits three columns, you shouldn't have so many of those in a row. You shouldn't have so many small sections, one right after the other. So you'd rather take a parchment that could fit nine columns and split it between four and five. Bamed v'armamurim b'tchilas ha-sefer. When do we say you shouldn't be memait b'dapim or marber b'dapim? That's only in the beginning of a sefer and the middle of a sefer. Avol b'sof ha-sefer, but at the very end, afilu pasuk echad v'afilu daf echad. Even if all you have left is one pasuk to write, or you only have one column left to write, so you could have a whole separate section of parchment just for that last column. So pasuk echad salkadaitu. What do you mean? One pasuk you're going to have in the last column? I thought we said you have to write down all the way to the bottom of the column. How are you going to fit one pasuk? How are you going to get one pasuk to stretch that far? Ela ema pasuk echad bidav echad. Meaning you make the last yiriyah one very narrow column, and you could write one word on each line, and through that you'll finish the Sefer Torah at the end of the column. So you could have a very narrow column and just one column in the last thing, but it could be much smaller than all the other parchments. It could have much less than all of the other parchments. This was when Rav Meir Shapiro started the Daf Yomi. Everyone had a whole bunch of questions about how you cheshbin Daf Yomi, right? Every Masechta ends somewhere in the middle of a Daf. So does that count? What if there's, you know, how many lines are the last Daf for it to count as a Daf Yomi, where you just say, you know, just finish it up the previous day and move on to the next Masechta. So he brought a Raya from this Gemara that at the end of a Sefer Torah, it's called a Daf of a Sefer Torah, even though it's much narrower, much smaller, and you have much less to write. So you get a freebie on that day. So you learn a little more Be'iyun or whatever on that day. But that's where you plan ahead or whatever it is. But every Daf Yomi Shir has their own style of what to do. So they make a party, whatever. But he used this Gemara as the Raya. Shir Gil Yomi Lamata, the amount of empty space that you should have at the end of the klav, tefach, is one tefach of space, mean the maila shalosh etzbaos. And on the top of the klav, there should be three etzbaos of empty space, bein daf the daf, in between each of the columns, kimlo revach rochav shtei etzbaos. It has to be the space of two etzbaos, ubuchumashin, and in the chumashin that you write on a klav, like a Sefer Torah, but it doesn't have kedusha Sefer Torah, so mean the mata shalosh etzbaos, it should be three etzbaos of empty parchment on the bottom, mean the maila shtei etzbaos, two etzbaos of empty parchment on the top, ubein daf the daf, kimlo revach rochav godel, so the thickness of one thumb. So bein shita l'shita, and between each line of the Sefer Torah, kimelo shita, you should leave the space of a full line, meaning the Sefer Torah should be written double spaced. Now next time you get an aliyah, or if you're a balkari, you look inside of the Sefer Torah and you'll notice that it's not double spaced, right? All these other halachas we seem to follow, we seem to totally ignore this halacha of double spacing a Sefer Torah. There's a little bit of space because you got to get the legs of the kuf and the top of the lamed, you need to have somewhere to go, but we typically do not do double space. So in the Tshuvas Divrei Chaim, your Dei Chelik Beis and Kuf Lamed Aleph, he writes, yeah, we don't do that anymore. He says, because it's only Liyifoy Haksiva, it's only there as a hidur to make it look nice, and Bismaneim, that was considered Yifoy Haksiva. But Bismaneinu, we don't consider that to be beautiful anymore, and therefore we're not Choshish for this, and Afilu Yavo Eliyahu, even if Eliyahu Navi were to come and tell us that we better follow the Din of the Gemara over here, Ein Shomen Lav. We would not listen to him. We have our traditions. This is how we write a Sefer Torah, and we are not changing those traditions. So that's it. That's what the Divrei Chaim writes. So we just don't follow this halacha. Meaning this yifui. So bein tevel to tevel kumlo os katana. Between each word, you should have the amount of space for the letter yud. Ubein os la os kumlo chutasara. And between each letter, you just have to make sure there's some space. It has to be mukaf gvil. The letters can't be touching one another. Ali ma'iratam esaksav lomnei revach shalmatav lomnei revach shalmaila. Person shouldn't make the ksav itself more narrow in order to accommodate the spacing. Lomnei revach shmein shita l'shita, or any of the spacing on lemaila lemato or between the lines. Lomnei revach shmein parsha l'parsha, or to create the space that's necessary between a parsha psucha or a parsha stuma. Nizdam l'teva bas chamesh osios. If let's say you're at the end of a line and you have a five-letter word that you need to write, lo yichtov shtayim betocha daf v'sholosh chutz l'daf. Don't write two of those letters inside the column and three protruding outside the column. El sholosh betocha daf, try to fit three inside the column, ushtayim chutz l'daf, and you can have two that go outside of the column. So the majority of the word should be inside the column, not the majority outside the column. There's a machlokes rishonim if the word has an even number of letters. So is it that the majority can't be outside, or is it that the majority must be inside, right? Can you split it? Let's say it's a four-letter word. Can you do two and two? All right, is that a problem? That's machlokes Rambam Rush. Nizdam lo teva ba shtei osios. If you have a word that's only two letters, you have the word S. Lo yizur kenel ben adaf, and you can't just stick it in the margin. You put it at the beginning of the next line. Meaning, even though we just said that with a five-letter word, you can go two letters over into the margin. But if the whole word is two letters, you don't go two letters over into the margin. You put it in the next line. Hato b'shem. Someone who wrote a Sefer Torah and he forgot to write one of the shemus of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, gorer es ma shekosav. He should. Some of the Lashon Gorer, some have Goreid. Either way, it's the same idea. He should wait till the ink dries and then erase the word that was there. Vitola es Masha Gorer, and he writes the word that was there in between the lines. V'kosif Hashem al Makom Agrar, and he should write the Shem Hashem where the word was that he just scraped off. Div Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi Omer Af Tolin Es Hashem. No, you don't need to erase the previous word in order to stick that word between the lines and write the Shem Hashem on the line. No, just put the Shem Hashem in between the lines. Meaning you make the little carrot and put the Shem Hashem where the Shem Hashem belongs instead of erasing and rewriting things. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer Af Mochek, you could erase the previous one so that before it even dries up, the Kosev, and you write on the Shem Hashem on the Makom Mechika, even though it's going to leave, the Mechika is going to leave a little Roshem of ink, and it's not going to look as good as if you would have let it dry and then scraped off the letter. Then you would have gotten the ink off in a much better way. Meaning when you smudge wet ink, it's going to leave a smudge. When you wait till it dries and then you scrape it off, it will leave nothing. It will be a much nicer thing. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri Omer, Kol Hashem Kulo Tovin, that you're allowed to write if you're writing the entire Shem Hashem, you can write it between the lines. Miktsaso Ein Tovin, but if it's only part of the Shem Hashem, so you can't have some of the letters in between the lines. Rabbi Shimon Elazar, Mishum Rameir, Ein Kosan Es Hashem, Lo Al Makom Agrar, Velo Al Makom Mechak, Ve Ein Tovin also. You can't do any of these things with the Shem Hashem. You can't write it over an erased word. You can't write it over smudged, smudged ink. You cannot put it between the lines. So Ketzer also Masalik Asiria Kula Vagonza. If you forgot a Shem Hashem and it just read straight without the Shem Hashem, put that Yiriya away. Put it in Geniza and write in the one. Itmar of Chanan Olam Rav Halacha Tolin Es Hashem, that you are allowed to be told of the Shem between the lines. Rav Chana Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Halacha Mochek, that you could erase the previous word in order to accommodate the Shem Hashem, v'kosev, and you write the Shem Hashem where the previous word was erased. V'le m'mar alach kamar m'mar alach kamar. Well, we already had this. All of these opinions were already quoted in the names of Tanaim. So why don't you just tell me that I paskin like this Tana, I paskin like that Tana? Why do you have to say it over again? So mishum dafkulu, because there are those that had attributed the various shitos to different Tanaim. So in order to be absolutely clear about what they hold, they said exactly what the alach is, rather than just attributing it to Tanaim. Amar Rav Barchina, Amar Ula, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Halacha Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, that we pass like Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, V'lo Od Ella, and here's the key line that's going to take us to the end of the daf. Kol Makom Shoshana Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, Halacha Kamoso. Wherever Rabbi Shimon Shazuri says anything, we pass like him. Say, hey, where did Rav Barchina say in the name of Rabbi Chanina that Halacha is like Rabbi Shimon Shazuri? Ile Maha, if it's going on this din that we're talking about over here, where you made a mistake with the Shem Hashem, Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, Yom Kol Hashem Kulo Tolin Mitzasuei, and Tolin, that you could put the entire Shem Hashem between the lines, but not part of it. Va'itmar Allah. Amar Rav Chanan Olam Rav Halacha Tolin Es Hashem, that we paskin that you're allowed to be told of the Shem and write it between the lines. Rabbi Chanan Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Halacha Mochek, and Rabbi Chanan says no, that you erase the word that was there previously, and even before the ink dries, V'kosev, and you write the Shem Hashem where that was. V'yemisa Hunami Lema. But if it's true that Rabbi Chanan wants to say in the name of Rabbi Chanina about the din of Toa B'Shem, so let the Gemara say it together with Rav Chanan Chananel and Rabbi Barbachana, that we paskin, who paskin in this din. The Gemara should not have said, Amar Rav Barchina, Amar Ula, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Alacha, Rabbi Shimon Shazuri. That sounds like it's a brand new topic, it's a brand new Indian. The Gemara should have said, Rav Barchina, Amar Ula, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Alacha, Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, like a hemshech of what the other Amoraim were talking about, if it was really on topic. So it must be that there must have been some other din where he said, Alacha, Rabbi Shimon Shazuri. So what is that other din? Ella aha, it must be going on the din of a ben pakua. The halacha is that if a behemoth was shechted and you find a fetus inside, that fetus does not require shechita, even though it's living and it's walking around. So as a machlokas tanoim, if after you shecht the behemoth, the uber came out and it stood up, so the shechita of the Tanakama is that on a derabbanon level it needs shechita because it looks like a regular animal. People are going to say that you don't require shechita on regular animals if you don't do shechita on such a ben pakua. Rabbi Shimon Shizuri Omer, Afilu ben Chamei Shonim v'chorish basada shchita simo mitaharato. That even if the you found this fetus and it grew up and it was 5 years old and it's gigantic and it's plowing in the field, you're still allowed to eat it without shchita. So Idmar Allah, but we said about this halacha, Ziri Omer Rabbi Chanina, Allah Rabbi Shimon Shizuri, v'misa hunami lema. But if Rabbi Rachino, in the name of Rabbi Chanina, wanted to say this din of Ben Pakua, the Gemara should have said that Amar Ziri Omer Rabbi Chanina, halacha Rabbi Shimon Shizuri, v'chein Omer Rabbi Chanina, Amar Ulam Rabbi Chanina, halacha Rabbi Shimon Shizuri. It should not have brought Ziri without Rabbi Bar Chanina. So it doesn't seem that that's the original context. Where we pass on like Rabbi Shimon Shizuri? Ella aha, maybe it's going on the following din that Parishono Yom Rayotzi Bekol. Originally they said that someone was being taken out in chains. Vamar Kisvu Get Lishdi Arayelu Yichtu Vivietnu. You follow his instructions and you write the get before they kill him. Chazu Lomar Afam Farish Rayotzi B'Shiara. And then they said that even someone who's going off on a long trip, you could also write the get even though he never said Tenu. He just said Kisvu. Rabbi Shimon Shizuri Yomar Afam Masukan. Even someone who's very ill, you could even. Even if he didn't say tenu, you can write and give the get to his wife. Say inami aha, or maybe it's going on the following halacha: trumas meiser shel demai shechazra lemakoma. If you have trumas meiser of demai that was mixed back in with the peros, Rabbi Shimon Shizuri Omer af b'chol shovelo that va'ochlo al piv. That even on a weekday, if the mocher tells you that before he sold it he took trumas meiser from it, you can trust him on that, and it doesn't have the shame trumas. Because you never really needed to take the Trumas Meiser. So Va'idmar Allah, but says Gemara, but didn't we say about that Ram Rabbi Yochanan Alach Rabbi Shimon Shizuri B'Masukan B'Trumas Meiser Shal Demai V'Misa Hunami Lema. So we should have associated that with Rabbi Shimon Shizuri also, and Ravin Bar Chinna together with Rabbi Chanina also. So Ella, we're going to have to say B'ez Shem tomorrow the next possibility of where we said that the Alach is like Rabbi Shimon Shizuri. Everyone have a great day.